podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Aloha. How are you doing, Andy?
I am good. It's been a couple of weeks. How are you? How's the international break been for you?
I mean, you gave me a ticket to one of the games, so that was good. So I went and seen Scotland beat Ukraine 3-0. And then the Ireland game was good because we won that as well. And then I watched a 0-0 draw last night. So not too bad. England got relegated out of their group A. So I don't know what more I can achieve really from this international break.
What an absolute poison chalice that is, though, getting into. Congratulations. Go and get pumped by Italy and Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's what
Portugal,
we've, that's
Italy,
what we've won.
Yeah. But I mean, it's good to be able to go. We generally get to play one of these guys and we have to hold out for a 0-0 draw. And now there's the opportunity to be like, right, you've actually got to go and do something or you're just going to end up in Group B again. So it'll be good.
I mean, Group B is not bad because we can backdoor into competitions that way, but we're not backdooring in through Group A.
No, that's very much the front door.
But it was, it was good. It was a good week to be a Scotland fan. If you take out the first halves and a couple of the games, which were horrendous.
Yeah.
But anyway, international week over. The podcast is back. And we have a new guest with us this week. Regular listeners will know. We rotate the guests. And we've not seen this guy in a while. So big Trampled Bet welcome to Chris Kelly. How are you, Chris?
All right. Yeah, fine. Yeah, it's been a long time. First time this season. Maybe first time this year, I don't know. It's been quite a while.
Possibly. I thought you were going to introduce him as Hulk Hogan. Original driving license, Hulk Hogan, Chris Kelly.
For those on the Patreon channel that are watching the video podcast of this, Chris, tell us what you told us just before we started recording when we were talking about lookalikes.
Yeah, apparently there's the original copy of Hulk Hogan's driving license going about and that bear a bit of a resemblance. So
nice. Well,
pretty cool. I mean, I've got really nothing to add to that. I've not even seen Hulk Hogan's original driving license, so I cannot verify this claim. But I'll take your word. It doesn't seem like the sort of thing you'd lie about.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't think it's a badge of honour in 2022, to be honest.
Well, it's very good to have you back, and we'll be looking forward to hearing your picks after the ad break, as is the norm on this podcast. But before that, Gordo, we've got some results to recap from a while ago.
When
myself, you and Joey did the show for the weekend of the 17th of September. I started this show. I had a terrible week, but they were all really close. My banker was a 0-0 Yokohama versus Sapporo in the J-League, and Yokohama had the ball in the net in the second half, and it was disallowed for, I remember ranting on the group chat for some sort of weird handball or something that just wasn't anything. Yeah, so that was a bad start to the week and very irritating.
I didn't. I had a 4-0 win for Vålerenga versus Sandefjord. So this is, they were ended up going off at 1-3. They drifted slightly in, which was nice. There was no doubt about the result of this. They were 2-0 up at halftime and 4-0 up by full time. So banker in there, pretty solid and decent. And then
excellent. How did Joey go on?
Well, this is the thing. So I feel slightly sorry for Joey this week. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One of which is the man has been pushing to get a 4 out of 4 week for how long? I mean, he's been emulating Dave. He's been trying to do this. And yeah, he wasn't getting it to start with. And the week that he's not on to do these update, he starts it off beautifully with an Austin FC versus Nashville SC. And he had the X2 on that. And it was pretty much the two. Nashville won overall. He was on the positive bit of that line. So a great start for Joey. And that was it. He posts his pick in decimal form. So 1.66, if anyone wants to pull that out. But yeah, so a good pick for Joey to start off with and a good result to start the bankers.
On to the value picks. And again, a bad week for me. It just wasn't happening in the Japanese J-League. Kashiwa versus Kawasaki Frontale. Of course, Frontale had the lead. First half lead. And they gave that lead away and the game ended 1-1. So another draw for me.
Yeah, I mean, I also had a pretty damn good week. I'm just looking at Joey's picks at the same time here, because this is it. I've got six picks to read out. So this was my most preferred pick of my last week, and I was really chuffed with the overall result. This was Regina versus Cittadella. It went off at 6-5. Regina will feature again for this week. I think the bookies are continually underpricing them to do what they've been doing, and they comfortably went out and beat Cittadella here. So, yeah, a decent result for me in the banker slot, and sorry, in the value slot. But, it was moot after the start of the weekend. But, so on to Joey's, I guess. And Joey had Bremen plus 0.75, which is basically X2, I believe. Is that how this works? Is this?
Yeah, we did it as draw no bet, but that's an Asian handicap, which is essentially two different bets.
Yeah.
So that you get money back in one of the eventualities. But yeah, for the purposes of including it on ACCAs and various things, take the double chance.
Yeah, so he was even money, one each draw. So a decent result again for Joey in the value column.
On to the outsiders, no surprise. The week I was having mine lost, I had Gambo Zaka away at Vissel Kobe. Huge odds of 11-4 on Gambo Zaka. Of course, they took the lead. This is just a familiar story of the entire week. Gave the lead away in the 83rd minute due to a penalty, and then lost with a 94th minute Kobe goal. Like basically anything that could go wrong for me at the weekend went wrong, but they were all very close.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't the same for me. Hack and Hammerby. Anything that could go my way did go my way this game. And a late Hammerby goal brought it to one each and a draw for me. So my outsider did come in at 5-2 there. I actually know a guy who was at this game. He sent me pictures from it. He was in the hacking end, so he was a bit hacked off with the overall result. So Hack and Hammerby was a draw for me, and 5-2 that came in with.
Really good result that.
And Joey had Hoffenheim versus Freiburg, and he had Freiburg. Unfortunately, the only blemish on his copybook, 0-0. Freiburg had more of the ball. They were playing pretty well. It was a pretty even game. So he was on the right side. It certainly shouldn't have been Hoffenheim were under even money, but yeah, Freiburg didn't get the result for him there, but he was damn close with his outsider.
And the final section of the week, the charity picks, following the trend that I'd set in Japan, Shonan versus Urawa. The away win for Urawa was 13-10, 0-0. So I managed to go 0-4, basically with my teams either taking the lead or the games ending 0-0.
Incredible. Yeah, I mean, patrons can see my hand gestures here, but I'm sure everyone else can tell it in my voice about this pick. I fucking hated this pick so much so that I took Andy's. I took it X2 on the thing. It was just 1-3 on the thing. So it came in for me, but it wasn't enough to do the rest of the mega coupon, bring the rest of the mega coupon in. I used my very limited signal when I was away camping. I was up a hill somewhere and had G, and used my very limited signal to send Andy a message saying that I knew those fucking Urawa cunts would lose or not win.
You'd say that every week.
I would.
Anytime. You would say that anytime. And yeah, they do win some games, obviously. So you
are
wrong.
Are you backing sometimes them when they're winning?
Sometimes. They're just incredibly unpredictable.
Yes, which is, it's just not the team to be backing, not the team to be putting into flagship charity spot.
I liked it better than evens. I'd take them again at better than evens.
I wouldn't. I care about charity, so I tried to get my charity bet in. I had Sochaux versus Nimes, and Sochaux put on a show, 4-1 winners against Nimes. And Joey also cares about charity by picking a team that did what he wanted it to do. He had over 2.5 goals and both teams to score. A thing I could not find on 365 when I was putting it on.
It's definitely there. In fact, it's on like the goals tab. It's like right at the top.
2-3. Boy nailed it. So yep, he had everything in there. So Andy will be charity betting this week for us. And I'm assured they will pick a team that are better than the Urawa Red Diamonds.
Red Diamonds are good. And they were good in that spot. So, you know, you had a good week this week. So revel in it with your 4 of 4. Everyone loves to see it. Enjoy with the 3 of 4.
Yeah, 3 of 4 overall, and very close. Yeah, it was a pretty good week.
Which meant overall, the podcast had a pretty good week, despite me going 0 for 4. Brutal.
Yeah.
An offer, absolutely. So must do better. We'll be back after this short break with the picks for the upcoming weekend. Those of you that are members of the Trampled Bet Club on Patreon, you'll be seeing us on video just now. And you'll also get the middle section, which is, instead of the ad break, it's just us shooting the breeze about stuff. And it's unlimited amount of time. It's not the time the ad break takes, you know.
Yeah, it's
Gary, Gary's a very good editor. Like, you know, I mean, a lot of time can be taken up in the middle section talking about picks that we like and didn't make the show, and also stuff from other sports. And I've got a feeling that with the MLB playoffs just around the corner, we may talk a little bit about that. So if you fancy that, it's www.patreon.com/trampledbet, or download the Patreon app and search for Trampled Bet Podcast. It's £6 a month. It gives us something back. And you get something in return. You also get a really nice cheat sheet every week of all the picks written down, which comes in handy. Okie doke, middle section awaits the rest of you. We will see you after this short break.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, October 1st, 2022. As always, we'll get a banker pick from each of us, a value pick, an outsider pick, and then we'll round it all off with a charity treble, £10 of our own money going on that treble, and any returns go to a charity of our choosing that will be announced on next week's show. So, kick us off with the banker bets. And I am in the Danish Superliga for Brøndby versus Lyngby. I'm going to take a double chance. I'm going to basically take Brøndby not to get beat at home against a team that are absolutely rotten at odds of 1-5. This game's Sunday at 3 p.m. Lyngby marooned at the bottom of the table with just 3 points after 10 matches in the new Danish Superliga season. They haven't won a league match yet, and only one of the points that they've managed to come across has come away from home, that being a 1-1 draw with Aalborg back in game week 9. The teams have played each other 5 times since 2020, and Brøndby have won 4 out of those 5. Lyngby picked up a shock 4-1 victory back in January at the beginning of the year. That's the only time that they've managed to get anything from Brøndby recently. Brøndby are a solid 5-7 shout for the home win, but they've not exactly been brilliant themselves this season. They've got 11 points from 10 games, which is much better than the 3 points that Lyngby have managed to get. But I think it's safe to say it's highly unlikely that Lyngby's first win of this campaign will come away at Brøndby. So the double chance should be a banker, and it's 1-5.
Strong.
I hope so.
I've got some slightly spicier odds for mine, 4-11, 1-3, if you want to get involved in this. It's the message that personally goes out to Joey, who's on the podcast sometimes. Joey, I think Man United are going to get fucked this week by Man City. Man City at home to Man United. I just can't see a way that Man United get anything out of this game. It's not at Old Trafford, it's at the Etihad. Man City have scored 23 goals this season, conceded 6. Man United have scored 8, conceded 8. These are very different statistics. I mean, United haven't been bad. You know, their last few games, they've been picking up a few wins. They beat Arsenal
to be rude and interrupt here, but Man United have definitely been on an upwards trajectory, though. Their most recent results have been much better than how they started the season.
Absolutely. They have been, which is why you're getting in the factor as a derby, is you're getting a decent price on City here. They beat Liverpool, they beat us, who we're not in any great shakes, and they beat Arsenal, who are in great shakes. And I think that are a bit better, but they were slightly fortunate that a goal was chopped off in that game for Arsenal pretty early on. I just think Man City are going to have far too much for them to deal with, and you get them at 4-11, 1-3 is a big price. Obviously, Haaland is terrifying, and I don't think that Man United defence, or really any defence, is going to keep him out for long. Yeah. Didn't have a particularly good international break. Norway got cuffed by Serbia, I think, 4-0. But he did score in the other game that they played. I can't recall who that was against. But yeah, Man City to beat Man United, 1-3, 4-11. That's my banker. So, Chris, where are you for your banker?
So, I'm going somewhere where I don't normally go, to Portugal for the Portuguese Premier League.
I'll be there the weekend.
Oh, you will be. Maybe you can.
Looking forward to it.
I've got Benfica to beat Vitória SC, who sometimes show in some places is Guimarães.
Guimarães.
Excuse the pronunciation.
Yeah, Guimarães. You'll find them on Bet365 is Guimarães.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 2-5 for a Benfica win. Benfica, top of the table, 7 wins in 7 games. They've only conceded 3 goals so far this season. Vitória are middle of the table. They've had 3 wins and 3 losses, and that's kind of what normally happens to them. They normally get as many wins as they get losses. They beat teams below them, and they get beat by teams above them. So kind of standard fare. Also, their victories are little like 1-0 victories. They don't really score multiple goals, whereas Benfica are averaging like 2.5 goals per game. So even if they do concede, I think Benfica will see out the win. The only thing kind of on paper that might put you off is the recent Braga v Vitória game. Braga won with a 98th-minute free kick goal, something you've probably been the other end of quite a few times.
Were you on Victoria in that game?
But if you actually go and like watch a game, like Braga missed a penalty, they had 5 corners, Victoria had none, and Victoria were getting 7 players yellow carded trying to keep the draw. And on top of that, they have like 3 players that are 1 yellow card away from a suspension. So I think they'll be a wee bit more cautious in this game. So, yeah, Benfica's my banker.
So if you fancy taking the bankers as a treble, you'd be looking at Brøndby or draw against Lyngby, Man City to beat Man United, and Benfica to beat Guimarães. And that combines to 1.2-1, which I think is pretty tasty, actually. Over even money
over
for
even
those
money
three
for
results.
The bankers, yeah.
For bankers, yeah.
Always going to take that. So I'll be on that for a reasonably big stake. And hopefully, with me taking a double chance this week, because it was me last week that let the bankers down, that'll sail in.
Hopefully so.
On to the value picks. So these are a little higher odds, tend to be around the even money mark, something that we think has a good chance of coming in, or certainly better than the bookies have priced it up at. For me, I'm very close to home. Saturday at 12:30 in the Scottish Premiership for Heart of Midlothian versus Glasgow Rangers. A game we spoke about at length earlier, Chris.
Yep.
When Hearts get 4 men sent off. And hey, if that happened again this week, it'd be good for my bet. I'm going to back Rangers here for the away win at 7-10. Getting Rangers at that high a price in this league against anyone other than Celtic is basically something that should just be taken. Like, that'd be a profitable move over the course of history. Rangers are second in the table with 16 points from 7 games played. Hearts are third. They're only 3 points back on 13 points from their 7 games. And it seems close just now, but inevitably, Rangers and Celtic will open up the regular huge gap between them and the rest of the teams in the league as the season progresses. Since 2021, the sides have met 5 times. Rangers have won 3 times. There's been 2 draws. But there's a gulf in quality here, and Rangers are definitely a better team, or growing into a better team than they were, like, sort of, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. They're continually getting better. And there is a gulf in quality that's in Rangers' favour, and I reckon there's plenty of value in taking them at 7-10, but we shall now hear the opinion of an actual Rangers fan.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think?
I was going to say, as a Rangers fan, you definitely do not sound like a Rangers fan right now. I don't know. They're a very weird team at the moment. I'm never actually too sure which side's going to turn up any given game. But you're right about over the course of a season, that's mental odds. And at some point, the gap will definitely open up and the team will settle down. Is it today, given the breaks over the international period and some British games being postponed? Maybe they've had time to do extra training and gel together. But yeah, over the course of time, that's certainly mental odds. Just my nerves as a fan for Saturday is
are shredded already.
I wouldn't be taking it. I think the neutral should.
I've given you the kiss of death. Nothing else, Chris.
Well, that's good. So I'll talk about a much more sure thing in my book here. This is Modena versus Regina, and a team that I've been following pretty closely in the Sierra B. Regina are top of the league. 6 games played, 15 points got, 14 goals scored, 2 conceded. And those 2 goals came 5 games ago. They haven't conceded a goal in 5. They play against 18th in the league, Modena, who are rubbish at the moment. They've taken 3 points from their 6 games, and that was 1 win. It's not as if they've got like 3 build-up draws that they're building to something. They beat someone a couple of weeks ago, and that was it. There's no meaningful games in these teams' history. The last time they played was 2014 when they were both in Sierra B. Regina are on an absolute tear just now. They're beating teams that are comfortably in this division. They're beating teams that have came up already. They're beating the same teams that Modena are losing to. And again, I just don't think the bookies are that interested in this league to give it enough of a pricing that would do something, you know, would put me off this game. So you can get them at what I think is the rather ridiculous odds of 19 to 10, almost 2 to 1.
Yeah. That is
a huge value pick.
Yeah. I think it is value. I, when you look at this, like if you look at the summary of this game, if you go into Flash Score or whatever, look at this game and tell me that Modena are going to win it. They're not. Like they've been honking over their games just now. Regina are top of the league, almost 2-1, over 2-1 at some bookies. I like it,
but that literally would be a very viable outsider.
Yeah, it would be, but I feel it's more, I have a bigger price outsider in there, but I feel it's a better pick to have as a value pick because it is actually, I don't think it's an outsider. because of the way that the
game's
set
up. Yeah, so if you were looking at that game and you were in like a one of these pick a winner contests,
yeah,
where you need to pick a winner of the match, like not looking at odds, mm-hmm. you would side with Regina here, clearly.
If I was doing the odds for this game, I'd have Regina at just under even money.
Wow. Okay. Hey, man, I like the confidence. I'm totally in.
So, yeah. So, Regina away, almost 2-1 or 2-1 at some bookmakers. Chris, what have you got in the value area?
So I'm coming back from Portugal. We're back in Scotland in week 2. And on Saturday at 3 o'clock, I'm going for Dumbarton to beat Forfar. Evens for Dumbarton to win. I was kind of gutted at the ending of Dumbarton's romanticised start to their season. They'd gone on a streak of 7 wins in 7 games. And they lost against Stranraer. But it was a 2-each game that ended in a loss of like a last-minute penalty, so it wasn't the worst. Some Dumbarton fans will claim that some of those 7 wins were a little bit of luck, but I feel you need a bit of luck in football as well as winning, so I don't know. Maybe my heart's talking a bit more than my head, but when you look at the table, 4-4 are basically at the bottom. And when you're talking about value bets, top of the week against bottom of the week for evens is like the definition of a value bet. So heart and head together, I want to see Dumbarton come back to winning ways.
When you say some Dumbarton fans, the long-standing editor of this podcast, Mr. Gary Black, is a long-term Dumbarton fan, season ticket holder, club member for years and years and years. Be interesting if Gary was to come on the show and let us know in the Facebook comments, I guess.
He's already done this in the Facebook comments. Have you not seen this?
No.
So I mean, Chris, I know that this is your value pick in here, but we did have a post in the group by Strew Matt Ehring that says Dumbarton at even money to beat Forfar is a ridiculous shout in here. So there's already agreement on this, and Gary.
I've been rumbled on my sources,
and Gary has commented on this saying, "I've been a Dumbarton fan for over 30 years. With my whole heart, I tell you, never ever have them on your coupon. No good can come of it." So he's already commented on this.
But we always get that. If you're a fan of the team, you always remember the times they let you down. So maybe it is still a really good bet.
Oh no, it is a really good bet. I think it is. I just was laughing at the fact that maybe Gary could comment. Oh yeah, he has. He's done this already.
This is shaping up to be a kind of audacious value bet, isn't it? We've got three. We've got 2-1. We've got ones that both sides of fans disagree with.
Yeah,
and then it is audacious, and the price reflects that. It's 9.1-1 for the treble.
Excellent.
Should anyone fancy that? So that's Rangers to beat Hearts, Regina to beat Modena, and Dumbarton to beat Forfar. So that's 3 away wins in those games. 9.1-1 in 365 just now. I'll obviously be on that. I think it sounds fun. And I like the reasoning behind them all. I might have a wee single in Regina, actually.
I think that's a good show.
I just really like the price.
They are.
And then I might have a double on Rangers and Dumbarton. Because, 19-10, Gordon, you can't. It'd be annoying if that let a coupon down, because they're big odds. That's enough to take as a single and be happy with your returns.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're almost at your 2-1 for the other two picks anyway. So
absolutely. Yeah. On to the outsiders then. And this is for those of you that like the bigger returns, shall we say. I like to back the three picks as a Trixie. So that's all the available doubles and the threefold. And that way you get something back if 2 out of 3 win. The meatloaf bet where 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So it's always something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog. And I'm in Scotland in the Premiership on Saturday at 3 p.m. for the tantalising prospect of St Mirren versus Livingston. Now, I think both teams have kind of done better than people might expect so far this season. I know, Chris, you're a big Scottish Premiership fan. One of the best Scottish Premiership fantasy football players there is, or certainly the best I've ever met.
Consistently ranked in the top 100.
Ridiculous. Thousands of people play this game.
Tens of thousands. Come on, tens of thousands. I'll let my modesty go to the side for a second.
Seriously, though. Literally thousands, like tens of thousands, like 70,000, 80,000, close to 100,000 people play this. And what did you finish last year?
Was last year when I finished 51st,
yeah.
I think.
Aye, and you were gutted at not making top 50.
I was gutted because top 50 was the goal, yeah.
Yeah, so you're a man that knows. So St Mirren v Livingston, it might not draw the big crowds, but both have overperformed this season. I certainly thought St Mirren would be
you've been ragging on them all summer, yeah.
Yeah. Instead, it's my team, Dundee United, that are sitting with 2 points so far this season.
We'll get to that, don't you?
But St Mirren and Livingston, both teams have 12 points from their 7 matches. They're 4th and 5th in the league because they're tied on points. They're separated purely by goal difference. A goal difference of 0 for St Mirren and Livingston from -3. Going back to 2019, there has now been a run of 12 matches in a row where these teams have either had a match that's been decided by one goal or it's been a draw. So basically, for years and several occurrences, really close competitive fixtures. The matches are tight. The teams look equally matched this year. They've got exactly the same amount of points in the league. Even their last 3 head-to-head meetings have all been draws, 1-1, 1-1, and then 0-0. So for me, the draw is the most likely outcome of this match, and it's priced better than 2-1 at 21-10. So I'll just be taking this as a straight-up draw.
I'm a big fan of that bet. I was looking at St Mirren because of a lot of your comments. I really want them
to do
well.
They're like a 13-10 favourite for this game.
I really want them to do well this season, but the teams are too close together, so I think a draw. I don't normally like a draw, but I think a draw in this one's looking really good.
I just like it's happened the last 3 times. It's happened so many times out of their matches across the last 5 years
they're so equally matched this season.
Yeah.
I think it's the most like, if I had to pick one of the three outcomes, I'd pick a draw. And the fact you then get better than 2-1 on it, great. Like, give me that.
Well, Chris, if you don't like that draw, you're not going to like this one. This is I'm in the Sierra A, but you'd be forgiven to think for thinking that this game would be a Sierra B game, because this is Lecce versus Cremonese, two teams that love to be in Sierra B. I fancy this game as a draw, and I've got some good reasoning to do so. Three of the last five games that Lecce have played have ended up in a 1-1 draw specifically, with their other two games being a 2-1 win against Salernitana and a 1-0 loss to Torino. Cremonese have had a bit of a hard start to this season. Listen to the teams that they've started to play, right? They're not doing very well to start off. They lost 4-0 to Lazio. They drew 1-1 with Atalanta. They drew 0-0 with Sassuolo. They lost 3-1 to Inter. They lost 1-0 to Roma. And they lost 2-1 to Torino in there. Lecce have had to play... this is Lecce's first few games. Monza, who they drew with. Empoli, who they drew with. The only tough team they've had to play so far is Napoli, which, to be fair, they did draw with. Now, I think Cremonese are having a bit of are getting a bit of stick here. They've only taken 2 points from their first seven games, but they've been close in these games, and they've had to play all of the teams you'd see generally featuring in the Italian European chase. Lecce have taken 6 points from their seven games. I think both teams would be relatively happy with a draw here. And I think a draw at 12 to 5 or 23 to 10 is a good shout in this spot. Cremonese obviously have Jack Hendry, who's just coming back from Scotland international duty, who hadn't really featured for them. But I wonder now if he may do, considering he got a lot of minutes under his belt under Steve Clarke over the last three games there. And Lecce also have, I think they've got Liam Henderson. There's a Scottish connection to Lecce in there as well. But yeah, I just think this game's going to end up a draw. The teams are pretty evenly matched, considering the fact that Cremonese have had to play everyone that you would generally have to play in the Europa / Champions / Conference League over the first six games. So, draw for me. Chris, do you have a draw that you'd like to contribute to this outsider section?
I do not have a draw because Dundee United are just that bad.
Fight and talk.
In the outsider section, we're staying in Scotland. It's 3 o'clock on Saturday in the Premiership. St Johnston are going to be beating Dundee United, and it's 2-1 for St Johnston win. These aren't great teams on paper. St Johnston have won two games. Dundee United haven't won any. Kind of a similar vibe to your banker, Andy. It's just, do I think this is a game where Dundee United get their first win? Not really. St Johnston's losses haven't been as bad as the four losses would make you think. They get beat 1-0 by Hibs when St Johnston were down to 10 men and Hibs scored a last-minute goal.
We did.
They get beat 4-0 against Rangers, 1-0 against Aberdeen. They get two goals against Hearts, and they recently trounced St Mirren 3-0. So I don't think the team are as bad as they look on the league standings. Due diligence, though, Graham Carey is their best goal scorer, and he's recently been put out with a major injury. Nobody's really stepped up yet, because the first game without him was a crap 0-0 draw with Ross County. So the question is, will somebody in St Johnston step up and score a goal? But I certainly think it's more likely than somebody in Dundee United. So, for 2-1, that's what I'm going with.
So let me give some background to Dundee United's season. We started the season away at Kilmarnock. We were 1-0 up for most of the game. We get Ian Hark sent off with about 15 minutes to go and conceded a stoppage time goal to draw 1-1. So we really probably should have won our opening game of the season. We then beat AZ Alkmaar in the Europa League. The Europa Conference League first leg 1-0, which was a tremendous result and a tremendous performance. Now we have a new manager in Jack Ross, and the players clearly hate him. We get beat 1-0 away at Livingston and then fucked 7-0 by Alkmaar, and the players and him probably had a bust up. Something happened that meant the players weren't playing for him anymore, because we then get beat 4-1 by Hearts,
3-0 by St Mirren and 9-0 by Celtic. And that 9-0 against Celtic was literally... You ever gone into work and just gone, fucking sack me if you want.
I'm just not doing anything.
I can't be arsed. I'm literally not doing anything. Oh, you're meant to be cleaning that floor. Yeah, I'm not doing it. That's literally what every single player in our team was doing that day. And we get beat 9-0 and Jack Ross gets sacked. After that, we beat Livingston 2-1 away in the cup. We drew with Motherwell 0-0. And then we get beat by Rangers away at Ibrox 2-1 in a game that we were hugely competitive in. So I get all your reasoning, and fine, St Johnstone are probably overpriced at 2-1, but we weren't getting beat 9-0 because we were a bad team. We were getting beat 9-0 because we're a not very good team and they down tools that they've since picked up. That's the only thing I'd say. As someone that is a season ticket holder with Dundee United and has seen a lot of the games. I mean, I'll still be backing your pick because I back all the picks from the podcast. I will grudgingly do it. But yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we put in a decent performance.
That is why it's an outsider bet and why it's priced the way it is. And there is a question mark about St Johnstone goal scorer. So I guess if you wanted to complete the trifecta, you could go for a draw.
I think a draw in here is a good shout. I think a 0-0 one specifically. I think if you ask both teams what they'd want out of this, like, What would you take at minimum, or a draw?
I don't think Dundee United would take a draw because we only have 2 points. Like we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, like
we need wins.
It's just where's the Dundee United goals coming from? Like I know you beat Livingston,
Stephen Fletcher,
and you got a goal against Rangers, but like St Johnstone were getting like 2 and 3 goals recently. So
yeah, well. I mean, I think on paper, we actually have a reasonably good team, a better team than the team that finished fourth in the league last year. We've got Tony Watt, we've got Stephen Fletcher, Dylan Levitt, ex-Man United in the midfield, like Middleton. Who else did we buy recently? Well, Ian Hark, so I wouldn't necessarily shout about that.
I haven't heard somebody be that excited by Middleton since the first time I saw him play in Europe, like 5 years ago or something.
Craig Sibbald bought him as well. Like we've got decent attacking and midfield options now. It's just up to Liam Fox, who's this week been appointed as the permanent manager, to get them all together. Will we get a new manager bounce as well? Maybe. I don't know. I can talk a lot about this game because I am a season ticket holder with Dundee United. I'm not putting anyone off your pick. I'm just saying that I think there's mitigating circumstances in the run-up to this. Whether we can fix it by this weekend or not is a totally different matter.
Yeah. And if
St Johnstone won 3-0, I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah, definitely good points for the listeners to be weighing up themselves.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of the podcast. So the outsider treble, if you wanted to be mental and put an actual treble on, a draw between St Mirren and Livingston, a draw between Lecce and Cremonese, and a St Johnstone win away at Dundee United works out at 29.69-1. So almost 30-1. That's pretty good. I'll be taking the tricksy on that. So I only need 2 out of 3 results to come in.
The old trouble chance. That's what you're looking for.
That's what we need. On to the charity bets then. So a pick from each of us, £10 of our own money, my money this week, going on the treble and anything that comes back, including the stake, will go to a charity of my choosing for next week. I'm going to start us off early. You know, they say never take the early kickoff. Bugger that. Friday at 6 p.m. in the German Dritte Liga, so the third tier of German football, for Aue versus Meppen. Have a look at this. Listeners, pull up your flash score and just look at this game right now in the 3-dot Liga in Germany on Friday night. Aue have had an absolutely atrocious start to this season. They're dead last through 9 matches played. They only have 3 points. They've only scored 5 times. They've conceded 15. Right, Meppen aren't brilliant. They're 11th in the table, but they've managed 11 points from their 9 games, which is considerably better than 3. And Meppen are a massive 5-2 outsider for this game. And that seems insanely generous.
It's not even as if they're not scoring goals. I know they've drawn their last 4 games, but they've scored goals in most of
them. Isn't this against a team that are terrible? They haven't won in their last 10 matches, Al, like across all competitions. I know we're, you know, crazy. Yeah. 3 draws and 7 defeats in their last 10. And you're getting Mep in here at huge odds of 5-2. So I'm going to be a wee bit more cautious than just backing a massive outsider win in the charity. I'm going to take the double chance and take a Meppen win or a draw that is still really good at 5-7.
I mean,
and that's my charity pick for the week.
I think that's a good pick. I'd be tempted to take them just straight up.
5-2 is wonderful. This was almost my outsider. I was picking between this and the St. Mirren game being a draw. And I was like, but I can take Meppen on a double chance and bring the odds down for the charity. I can't take a draw on the double chance and bring the odds down.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I only liked the draw in the other game. I didn't like either side of it particularly. Mm-hmm. But in this one, I like Meppen. And then I'll take the draw as the safety net. 5-7's good odds for the charity pick.
Yeah, 5-7's pretty decent in there. So I'm confident with your pick in there. I'm going to take you to a rather Shakespearean fixture that starts at the beginning of next week. This is a Monday night game at 7:45. And this is how much I like this. I don't generally bring a game that isn't even in this game week to the table. But Monday night is when it's at for me in fair Verona. So that was why it's a Shakespearean start to this. I fancy Udinese to beat Verona at 13-10. Now, Udinese have had a flying start to this season. Through 7 games, they're 1 point off the top of the league, just behind Napoli and Atalanta, who are both on 17 points. Udinese are on 16. They play a Verona team who have taken 5 points from 7 games and are just above the relegation zone, just above Monza, who have got a point less. Now, Udinese have been great. They've won their last 5 on the spin, most convincingly beating Inter Milan 3-1 last week. They've basically had the same start that Cremonese have had, but they've decided to go in and try and win the league. They played against Sassuolo, they beat them, they beat Roma 4-0, they beat Fiorentina and they beat Monza in there. I just think Udinese are really good value here. Are they going to go on to win the league? Probably not, but they're having a bit of a purple patch, and playing another team who are towards the bottom means for me they shouldn't be 13-10. Verona are 2-1 for this game. So technically Udinese are the favourite, but they're a favourite at 13-10. So Udinese here, 13-10. Monday night, I will almost certainly be the last pick unless Chris has some Portuguese game that kicks off Monday night.
We've got Friday and Monday. I'm guessing Chris will be the middleman here.
Yes.
Thursday night.
We're staying in the same week, but we are going back on the clocks to Saturday at 2 p.m. I have got Napoli to beat Torino. Normally, I'm the one that loves the mental odds, but it turns out I'm the only one that loves charity this week. We are 1-2 for the Napoli win. Pretty similar to what I've said before. This just seems like football 101 here. Napoli, top of the table. They'll probably end up there or thereabouts. Torino, middle of the table. Probably end up there or thereabouts. They have 3 wins, 3 losses. They beat the teams below them. They get beat by teams above them. You know, stop me if you've heard this one before. Not only am I predicting that Napoli's going to win this week, I'm going to go so far as to say that Torino next week will beat Empoli, and then they're going to get beat by Juventus the week after. That's how confident I am.
That's how confident I am, and
their season going that way, that they're going to beat the teams below them and get beat by teams above them. So there we go. Napoli to win at 1-2.
Great pick, I like Chris. I would have taken this if you hadn't picked it first.
So the charity treble works out as the double chance of draw or SV Meppen in the AL versus Meppen game, Udinese to beat Verona, and Napoli to beat Torino, 5.35-1. So all being well, we'll have £63.50 to donate to charity next week. If you are mental like me, because I do believe it will happen one time, and we will hit all 12 out of 12.
Absolutely.
The 12 fold is 4,348.34-1.
Take it to the bank. 20.
So over 20 grand.
20 yeah, grand.
From a fiver. And I do it every week, and we will do it. And the day we do it, parties everywhere. So yes. 4,300 odd to one for the 12 fold.
The nerves if we're waiting on Gordon's on Monday night.
We've got deep before. Yeah. And we've had some, you know, some four figure cash out offers before. But hopefully, I always let it ride. Like the whole point of it is we're gonna hit the 12.
I've had a £600 cash out offered on one of our coupons and even more another time. I don't remember the exact figure. Celta Vigo, the let's down. John Walker, if you're listening, you're dead to me.
Superb. Name checks for Gary Black and John Walker this podcast. Historical. Wonderful. Trample bet favorites. And thank you, Gary, for all the hard work you do. Do join us on Facebook, guys. We have a Facebook page. Just search Trample Bet Podcast. Ask to join the group. Free to join. We've got people that talk about all sorts of sports, about the content of this podcast, but also stuff that they like for the weekend ahead. Michael Stokes is doing a very interesting... He's brilliant at his rugby union betting, and he's doing a very interesting thing this year where he is giving us all his rugby picks, but also publishing all the results and keeping track of it as we go. And I'm sure you'll see that Michael's a very competent rugby man. I just back his picks without even questioning. I know nothing about rugby.
I've got a whole account for it.
Yeah, he's just in there.
Betfair, that's all I use it for.
So, you know, come and join us on Facebook. Get involved in the chat if you want to, or just see what the community is saying. As mentioned earlier, we have a Patreon channel, £6 a month, www.patreon.com/tramplebet, and you can join the Trample Bet Club for £6 a month. Early access to the podcast, video content, extra podcasts, and also all the picks that we've mentioned written down in a handy cheat sheet format, so you can peruse them at your leisure, see which ones you like, and make up your own bets. Gordon, Chris, been an absolute pleasure, gentlemen. Can I just say for this weekend, go Comets?
Yes, absolutely.
Go Comets. Chris, you will be the only podcast member to attend and also feature. So I'm looking. Would you like to guess your own run line just now?
Yes,
you're probably
going to
get four at bats. Give me your. How are they going to go?
I'm going to be pessimistic and say that I'll get two walks and two strikeout lookings.
Really? So I was going to go for. I was going to say two walks, a single, and a strikeout.
Yeah,
I was going to.
That's why I read.
Okay, you've got it wrong. It's two hit by pitches, a walk, and a strikeout. But the hit by pitches come on the first and fourth.
Wow. So this is the bookends.
This is the Scottish National Baseball League A League final. Tape or Breakers against the Glasgow Comets, and Chris will be playing in that on Sunday. So search Twitter for the Glasgow Comets. You can follow along and see what he's up to. I'm sure it will be live tweeted. So best of luck for the final, Chris.
Hopefully, I scored the winning run once again, as we did in Sunday.
as you did in the semi final.
A walk off, bases loaded, walk.
It's the way to go.
What a way to win it.
It's the way to go.
That'd be a beautiful way to do it. That can't happen because we're away from home in Tayport.
Oh yeah, well, you know. Rules are just suggestions.
Well, best of luck for it, Chris, and thank you very much for joining us this week. Some great picks in there. I think we've got a good week ahead of us. Best of luck to everyone, and thank you very much for listening. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.